The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports.
All right, welcome back. Final hour of the program. We're going to make some moves. We're going to be some GMs here real quick, just for funsies. You're going to see the focus for me is going to be very specific. I will start with, now again, these are not necessarily moves we think can happen, although I am going to try to use the trade machine to make sure we're within parameters. But I think the first phone call I would make would be to New Orleans. And I would ask for the availability of Herb Jones, if there is any. If there's a way that the Kings could acquire Herb Jones.
What's his contract status?
Herb Jones is in the middle of he just finished the first of a four-year contract. He's making $12 million
a year. Oh, wow.
Incredibly valuable contract. If you could acquire Herb Jones without giving up, and this is going to be my rule. I'm trying to make moves that do not involve Fox, Sabonis, or Murray.
Right.
Okay? That's the rule I'm going by. May not be realistic. But
no, I mean, I think that's probably what they're working on, wouldn't you say?
I would think so.
I mean, unless there's something that you just go, I've got to do that.
Yes.
But I don't know what that is.
So if they said, we'll listen to what you have to say, then I would say, okay, you can go ahead and pick any combo outside of these three. Salary-wise, it's going to be tough because they don't really have a lot of loose salary. And Herb makes only 12 a year. So they'd have to make that up somehow.
Yeah. And also keep in mind, David Griffin, their GM, basically his like end of the state of the state, was it yesterday or the day before, basically said, they've got to do something. In so many words. Like,
right.
Look, we like what we've got, but we can't just kind of be first-round exit
here.
Teams. Yeah,
I totally agree. So I would say, look, if they want to grab a Barnes or a Herder, and by the way, I'm also of the understanding that other GMs get paid too.
Yes.
So maybe it's not Barnes and Herder.
Right.
Maybe it's we want Trey Lyles and Davion Mitchell. We want, hey, that Vezenkov kid looked good. Hey, that Keon Ellis guy. I know there's no. Well, guess what? Other GMs get paid too. Sorry. So whatever combo they want to figure out outside of Fox, Sabonis, and Murray, I'd say go for it, and two first-round picks.
Okay. Just sticking with that same team because this is a player I thought of.
Sure.
Herb Jones would be really a good fit. Any thoughts on Ingram?
If Ingram's available, absolutely.
Just because I think he's in a final year.
Yeah, he is in the final year. He is.
So there's some risk there, but also they may go, hey, look, I don't know that we want to re-sign him after next year,
right.
So let's get something for him. I don't know.
That's... Weirdly enough, New Orleans, a top 10 payroll, number 9 in the league. I would not have guessed that. Brandon Ingram will make $36 million in a contract year next year. Yes, if you have an opportunity to grab Brandon Ingram and you don't have to give up Murray, Fox, or Sabonis, you absolutely do that. If
I'm trying my best. I'm trying to do this from both sides. I would want Keegan.
I agree with you. I think so. And I think that you have to have a conversation. Here's the problem. Here's my big thing with given. There's always the what's behind door number three. How much better is Keegan going to get? But also, Brandon Ingram for Keegan Murray, you're definitely gaining offense with Brandon Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
But you are losing defense.
Yeah. And are you going to resign? If there's a way to do it without Keegan, I don't think there is. Now, Herb Jones, maybe, but I also feel like Herb Jones is actually in kind of the Keegan contract mode where it's like he's young, he's good, he helps them, and he's not that expensive in the big picture.
Let me ask you something, just for funsies on Brandon Ingram. If you were to do some sort of combination of Barnes or Herder, and let's say you give him Davion and Keon Ellis, so you're giving him some decent young talent, you give him a guy in Barnes that can step into that spot, you're obviously it's down. And as long as you had assurances that Ingram would re-sign, you know, you talk to his agent, that's fine. They'll give permission. So let's just take that off the table and say, yeah, he'll re-up. You throw two of those guys plus Barnes or Herter and three firsts. New Orleans still saying no. I think it's a conversation,
mm-hmm.
especially if they think Ingram's leaving.
Yeah. So then, like, when you start involving the first-round picks, mm-hmm. is Ingram the best choice? Because now when you're talking fit, are we going to Brooklyn?
Well, and that's exactly where I'm going, is Brooklyn. And this is the trade that I would kill for. I absolutely would kill for this trade. And I believe we're both talking about, of course, Ben Simmons. Just kidding. Miles Bridges, 2 years left on his contract. What'd I say? And that's the mistake you want to make, David.
Can I ask you about the other one, though?
Yeah, please.
Is that a no?
Yes. I mean, yes, it's a no.
It's no, and for the reason that's the obvious no?
100%.
Okay.
There would be, look.
It's morals. I get it.
From a basketball standpoint.
That's why I'm bringing it up.
Miles Bridges would no doubt be an amazing acquirable player for this team. There's no doubt about it. Acquiring Miles Bridges on the Sacramento Kings from a cost standpoint and from a play standpoint is 100% the right thing to do basketball-wise. Can't do it.
Okay.
Can't do it.
And there is something different. I'm not trying to trivialize any of this, but if the transgressions had happened while he was a King, so it's like he's your guy. Like, look, that could divide a community.
Yeah, yes.
But it's like, well, he's still under contract. He's your guy. But acquiring the player is different.
I think it is. I do. It would still be an issue if he was here. You know.
Oh, look, for sure.
And
but like he's gone back. He's played for Charlotte. I'm not saying he's right. loved. I have totally, no idea what totally. The community vibe is there. But
it's a tough conversation.
It is.
And you're right to bring it up because it is. I think
wouldn't be alone in that thinking.
But
like,
no,
and maybe Monty's like, no, not even remotely touching that. And
I don't think. I think I can't speak for. There's some cities in the NBA. Let's just be honest, would be a little bit different than here. Mm-hmm. Here, I'm pretty sure that would be a massive PR nightmare and just ethically would be looked at. But I get where you're going. Mikal Bridges.
Yes.
Mikal Bridges has 2 years left at 23 and 25.
Two more after this.
At $23 and $25 million.
That's reasonable.
That's a pretty darn reasonable contract. Mikal Bridges is a plus defender, a guy who obviously has offense. He's not going to score you 40 a night, but he's going to give you early mid-20s and 5 and 5 and all that. But you're going to need, look, Brooklyn knows they have a piece in Mikal Bridges, especially when they're carrying Ben Simmons' dead weight too for another year. By the way, Ben Simmons is an expiring free agent next year. Just saying. Not from a Kings point of view necessarily, but I'd be shocked if Ben wasn't moved.
Yeah, and if you're dealing with them and in any way, shape, or form, I think it's a positive, but having Jordy there, he would also know all the strengths and weaknesses of any. Like, he may go, oh, no, you know who we need to get or you know who we need to stay away from?
Right.
Like, he would know that.
So I would say, again, we're starting with the same guys every single time, but this isn't about the players going back. This is more about picks, et cetera. Would they listen to a Harrison and Keon or a Herter Keon, Herter Davion, Harrison Davion, Trey Lyles Davion and Keon? I don't know. Any form of combo that's outside the big three and three first round draft picks for Mikal Bridges. That's a price. You're paying a premium.
Right. And you're kind of swinging, saying, look, that's the three, and then you believe that this is the fourth player that will be a difference maker, offense, defensively.
Yes.
And if you kept Monk, let's go.
And let me tell you something, dude, just to have some funsies. Let's say Keon wasn't a part of that deal, and you came out next year with Fox, Ellis, Bridges, Murray, Sabonis. You're one of the better defensive teams in the league.
Yeah, and then now you work on that mid-level, like, can you get, like, a Artenstein or someone to back up, like some other player that's got some experience, and you just go, okay, that player added here would fit, make some sense, and, who knows.
Last one. This is one, and we're going to, Jason, you're going to get your round next segment. This is another one, similar thing, but I don't think as expensive. A guy I've looked at for a while, Keldon Johnson, San Antonio. Uh-huh. He made $20 million last year. Keldon Johnson's contract, I think, is pretty damn friendly. 20 this year, 19 next year, 17.5, and 17.5. He is signed for a full three seasons after this one, all under $20 million. And again, I'll start at the same spot. Harrison Barnes, Kevin Herter, Davion, Keon, whomever. And I think with Keldon Johnson, I'd probably start at a pick, an unprotected first, but I'd probably give up two. And Keldon Johnson's a guy that kind of he is a plus defender in a situation where it's very difficult to be a plus defender. And this is a guy in Keldon Johnson, I think, is very important to remember. He's, what, 1 year removed, if not two, from his All-Star year, where he...
I don't know that he made the All-Star, but he had, like...
I thought he was close.
He had, like, 20 points a game or something for them, right?
Yeah. Where was he here? It was... Yeah, it was... 22 points, five boards, just above three assists.
The year before they got Wembanyama.
Yeah. Nah, I don't think he'd go above a pick with him, honestly. But I think he'd be an interesting addition. And then finally, as we go to break, this is really the guy that I think a lot of us were looking at. DeJounte Murray, Atlanta, earlier this season. Two guard. And that's the guy. I'm sorry, because the reason why I'm pausing right now is because I was mixing Keldon Johnson, DeJounte Murray's years up.
Oh, right,
for
right.
some reason, because both Murray being an expert.
Yeah, he was an All-Star.
DeJounte Murray was an All-Star, and not just an All-Star, but this is what I wanted to point out before we went to break. He's currently 27 years old, so still, you know, right beginning his prime. And it was the year before last, excuse me, his final year in San Antonio, 21 points, 9.2 assists, 8.3 rebounds on good efficiency, decent efficiency, an 80% free throw shooter. That's a guy I think I would give up that kind of group to match salaries along with. I'd go two first for him. So, again, you see my focus is on the two and the three.
Right.
And I'd like you to be able to have some defense coming along with you, too. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's Jason's turn in the GM's chair. Let's make a Kings move part two. We'll do that next.
Black and purple. It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on your local sports leader, Sactown Sports.
In Texas at 916-339-1140. Honestly, I hadn't really thought of this question before. I don't know why. Seems like a me type of question to mull over. Hey, which was a better series, guys? Warriors Kings last season or 0-2 Lakers Kings? I think it was Lakers Kings.
Yeah.
And I think it was Lakers Kings
and on the line.
Yeah. But even if you take that out of context, I think we could break down both and do a full segment on that. I would say, Jason, the biggest difference was the game sevens. You know, one game seven you had overtime.
Right.
The other game seven was a blowout. Steph dropped 50 on your head.
Yeah.
You know, that was a back and forth knockout drag out series with incredible Smocky Walker, Robert Horry, Mike Bibby, incredible moments throughout.
Yes.
This last year's series was amazing. It was great.
It was.
For six games.
Right.
And then the Warriors came into Golden 1 Center and went poop
all
over Slamson. And we all went home and we were sad.
Yes, we were.
I got the trade machine out. Jason Ross, general manager, with your puffy vest on.
I need your help.
Okay.
With that trade machine.
Yes.
So, you know, there's the deals that I think would help this team. Like, I like your Herb Jones idea. I think Kyle Anderson. I think maybe a suppressed asset a little bit in like DeAndre Hunter from the Hawks. Like a wing.
Yeah.
Athletic, young. I'm still a pro DeMar DeRozan. Like, get another proven player that maybe doesn't have a lot of time left, but maybe has a 2-year window.
Sure.
It kind of matches up with Keegan. But the one that we were talking earlier about, Kristaps Porzingis for Boston and kind of what that meant for them. a player that's been good, maybe even lately, maybe been a little bit more, unfulfilling of what, you know, when he went to the Wizards, it's like, yeah, he's a guy. Well, now to Boston, it's like the perfect fit.
Yes.
Like, he's found his game again. He's fit with them perfectly. So, thinking along those lines, this is a different thought than I've had for the Kings in a while.
Oh, you got me curious.
Because I'm much more of a proponent of Domantas Sabonis being the five. I think that's a superpower. I think there's some great things. They don't really play him with another big very often.
No.
And I know there's like an easy throw out there to say, oh, when he was with Miles Turner, it didn't work.
Right.
I go, well, that's not the case.
Right.
They didn't win a championship, but he made an all-star team. He played the four. Turner played the five. I think they complemented each other pretty well. So I've got a player in mind, and you poke holes in this if you think it. I don't know how they get him.
Okay.
And it's not an unreachable guy to get.
Sure.
But I think this player's strengths hit Domantas' weaknesses, and this player's weaknesses are Domantas' strengths.
Let me guess. I can't remember his name now because I'm making a joke. Dwayne Dedman.
Yes. Is he available?
I think he is.
I am thinking of the Memphis Grizzlies, Jaren Jackson Jr.
I mean, let me just tell
you. Look at his contract, by the way.
Let me tell you right now. Yes, absolutely. Arguably the best guy you could put next to him.
I just feel like that one you go, man, I think they would be really good together. He's actually a three-point shooter.
Yes.
He doesn't rebound very well at all.
Two more years, 25 and 23 million.
He goes down. Like, his contract is amazing.
I can tell you without a doubt, their start for Jaren Jackson Jr., their beginning.
Is Keegan
and three firsts.
So, okay. Now, career-wise, who's been better, Porzingis or Jaren Jackson Jr.?
Well, we're also talking about the reigning. Aren't we talking about the reigning Defensive Player of the Year?
A year ago. Yeah, because there's a new one this year.
But we have to count that he is incredibly good at defense.
Yeah, which would be, yes.
Yes.
Can guard multiple people, like the Valanciunas, like, put him on him.
No, I look.
I think, like, that to me feels like, wow, that actually might be really good.
I need zero selling on Jaren Jackson next to Domantas Sabonis. What I'm poking at is
it would cost Keegan.
I think at best Memphis would say, oh, well, because I think, well, I mean, they've got John Morant, so they wouldn't worry about Fox. But I think they'd say, oh, okay, well, how about Sabonis? And we'd go, no.
That's not what you want to do.
And then they go, okay, well, we're going to need Keegan and a lot more. We're going to need Keegan who doesn't – we're going to need Keegan, and then we'll take our choice of, Keon Ellis, Trey Lyles, maybe a Barnes, because you got to make up that difference. And I would say start at three first-round picks.
Do you know – so I'm going to revisit this Porzingis trade. Do you have any idea what it kind of was just in your mind?
Dallas to Boston?
No, he was in the Wizards.
Or Wizards to Boston, right.
So it was a three-team trade. Here's what happened. Boston got Porzingis.
Yeah.
Boston also got the number 25 pick from the Grizzlies in last year's draft. Mm-hmm. And they're getting a 2024 first-round pick, top four protected. So they got three things in this deal.
Boston got this.
Boston.
Okay.
The Grizzlies got Marcus Smart.
Marcus Smart. That's right.
So they were just the third part of this.
Yep.
And the Wizards received Tyus Jones, Danilo Gallinari, Mike Muscala.
Yeah.
And
the
first round pick.
They were trying.
A 35th pick, a second round pick.
Yeah. They were trying to do a salary dump.
Yeah.
And
now that's not where Memphis is, but I went, that's all they gave
it's
up?
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
And sometimes you can find that. It may not work here. I don't know how you do it without breaking that up, but if there's a way.
Well, and what happened there, let's take a look at what Boston did there, is that you had Brad Stevens kind of going with the Daryl Morey, Monty McNair route, which is there's a distressed asset. And we have things in our cupboard that we can give up, and we're going to involve a third team. And
And I don't think Jaren Jackson's distressed.
No,
asset,
I don't either. But the Grizzlies are kind of distressed.
Yeah. I mean, are they a 1 year, like, hey, we can explain our faults. We were 2 seed last year. We are injured.
Yeah.
Let's get back. Like, they gave up Steven Adams this year.
Yes, they did.
I mean, off an injury, and he was going to be out. But, like, I don't know that they're in a rebuild. Yeah. I just don't know. Like, is there a way that you can't compromise that three? And I don't know. Maybe it's impossible.
I think you said it in the beginning. I think they're going to say, we were a two seed last year. We lost our superstar for an entire year. And now you got me kind of lifting my chops, too, in the sense that I didn't even think about this. But, oh, my God, a world where you have Anthony Edwards, Shane Gilgeous-Alexander, Ja Morant, hopefully De'Aaron Fox, and everybody else all going at it in the playoffs next year. Voof.
Yeah.
It's like you almost forget about the Grizzlies. They haven't even had a chance because Marcus Smart was injured most of the year.
Right.
They haven't even had a chance to really try out Morant and Smart and Jaren Jackson.
And Bane and just run it back and go, look, we know how to – we still competed this year with a half a roster.
But let's let you look. It's a conversation. In a perfect world, in a fantasy world, let's say Memphis very clandestinely calls Monty McNair and says, hey, would you be interested? Because here's what we're looking for. I do think the price would. So let me ask you this. They say we'll take Keegan Murray and Trey Lyles and Keon Ellis and three unprotected first round picks.
That's too much.
Is that too much to you? Two unprotected?
Yes. No? I mean, I feel like you're already giving them the players, but like. You know, over time, I'd be really curious. I mean, I don't know what Keegan will become.
Yeah.
But I also didn't know what Jaren Jackson would become, and he's become a nice player. But that has some flaws, too.
From the 916, Jaren Jackson, Jaren Jackson Jr. just got three blocks in the time you guys have been talking about him. And from the 916, is Tobias Harris a realistic upgrade for Harrison Barnes in free agency? Look, I instinctively am like, are you kidding me? Hell no.
Yeah, but you're not paying him $40
million. That's where I think it's very, very important to really remember that. That if you could grab Tobias Harris for something in the Barnes type of range,
right.
I mean, you may very well be getting another Harrison Barnes. But when you look at his numbers last year, at 31 years old, he averaged 17 points, 6.5 boards, and 3 assists. I would just simply say this. I don't know that there's an incredibly big difference between Harrison Barnes and Tobias Harris. Not enough to where I go, okay, I want to break this thing up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by all accounts, Tobias Harris is actually a really good teammate and a good guy. So I wouldn't worry about that. But he's a little more efficient. You're going to add 4 or 5 points a game. Nothing wrong with that. I wouldn't be mad at it. I just don't think that would be the earth-shaking move people think. Right. We'll take a break. When we come back, what to watch tonight. And boy, is there a lot to watch. And then crosstalk with Styles and Watkins. Final half hour of the program next.
The best in local sports.
They just make it interesting, you know?
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross
on Sacktown Sports.
It's true. I took a bus once.
Yeah.
To the old.
Waking.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Wow.
Whoa.
All right there, Chris?
Are
you okay?
I don't know what played.
I don't know, but it was some
sort of
thing.
Magic button do?
Yeah, Back when Eric Hasseltine would make me bring in pizza.
Wow.
I remember I took the old RT bus once down to the Madison Studios.
He's old number 84.
Yeah. Dropped me off by the Labu.
Mm-hmm. Got your dill sauce?
Got my dill sauce? You're a dill sauce. I'm not generally affected as much as many I know, including my wife and my dad. But if you got allergies... thoughts and prayers with you today. It is windy. I just took a walk around. It is windy outside, gusty, and even I got a little sniffly. So, a
few more weeks.
Take your stuff. AB says, I look like an old man today. Really?
You know what? I actually had the exact different feeling of that.
I look like
you look younger today.
Yeah, it's not a hat. Yeah. Is it the shirt? Maybe the shirt. It's not.
You never hair know. Sharp. Beards trimmed.
You can't win with some people, Jay. I'm gonna go with what you said.
Yeah. I think you look dreamy.
Chris is over there. Yeah.
You sound like an old guy today.
Well, I sound like an old guy every day.
Texas.
What to watch tonight? Oh, we got a doubleheader, Heat and Celtics.
Yay.
It's in Boston, and Celtics looking to wrap this one up. They're up 3-1.
Finish him.
And the Mavs at Clippers down in L.A.,
I want chaos. I don't know what I want in that series.
I want Luka and James Harden in a half-court flop-off.
Mm.
They're so similar.
Yes. I feel like, oh, boy. Well, my first reaction was I feel like Luka complains more, but that's close.
I actually think Luka.
He whines.
Okay,
He's a whiner.
Can I say something that actually I think is true? And it's going to sound funny, but I think there's a little bit of truth to it. I think some of James Harden, because a lot of Luka is he's very emotive.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we give enough credit to James Harden, which is the only time I'll ever say it. But I think James Harden's beard covers up a lot of his complaining.
Yeah.
I think it covers up a lot of his, because you can't tell if James is mad or aghast or surprised, or his whole face is hair.
Yeah.
So you can't tell, like with Luka, if James Harden was.
He'll never shave that thing, huh?
I don't think so. Have you ever seen the pictures of James Harden at Arizona State without the beard?
Or, yeah, I remember him like with, like, to the face beard.
Yeah,
right?
I think there's a
but like, remember when Fox came into the league and he had that, you know, fun hair, and then it's like, all right, now he looks different. But we're used to it. That would be an adjustment to see James Harden.
Oh, my God. It would be so weird. That's like his. It'd be like if Anthony Davis shaved his eyebrow.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's happening. Let me see. I know there's a picture of a clean shaven.
Well, there
James.
He is.
There he is. Yeah. Well, there we go. Like that's a young James Harden.
but even the beard on the right there is at least a little bit
trim.
You know,
yeah.
Now it's just, you know,
as unkempt.
He's got people living in there.
Right, exactly. I mean, look, that's it. With barely a beard, it's a fine looking young man right there, James Harden. Who would look weirder? James Harden clean shaven, or a James Harden length and thickness beard on Luka Doncic?
Probably that.
I don't even know if Luka could do that, but I'm kind of here. Like, what if Luka comes into camp next year and at the very, I mean, because he doesn't have a beard. He just has like,
you know, he's a stubble.
Stubbly. Yeah. But what if he just grew it out, dude? Yeah. Maybe not to a Harden type, but like, I don't know. What if De'Aaron Fox came in next year with a beard?
Isn't Kyrie always had a beard, kind of? I feel like he always
has. I don't think he did in his early years.
The beginning? Kyrie?
Yeah, I don't think he did with a lot of the Cavs. Here we go. Look, I think that's kind of recent. I'm just going to say this. Kyrie Irving without a beard looks 57 years old. he honestly does. He really, really does. There's early Kyrie. Yeah, early Kyrie without the beard. Anyways,
so Mavs Clippers, who you got? Who you want? Anybody? I want the flop off.
I want Luka Doncic to grow a giant beard is what I want. And I want, I don't hate either team. I instinctively don't want Dallas to do well because then that reminds me that we didn't draft Luka. But also, I don't like James Harden. But James Harden isn't really that much of a factor.
I'm still angry at Luka right now. He landed on Malik.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
I'm not over that.
No can do.
No can do.
Can't go for that.
I'm pretty sure there was like recorded a 3.7 earthquake when that happened.
Wasn't it like, didn't Mark Jones say Luka went to the Golden Corral that week?
He said that, yeah.
That night.
It's very grainy. It looked like Bigfoot, right? Wasn't the video of like, you couldn't even really see
right.
who it was?
The other,
I think it was just someone at the Golden Corral and they just took a picture of it.
Okay.
And didn't Luka in this, was it the same game that he knocked Malik Monk out for the year and then talked all the garbage to Vlade? Was that the same? Mm-hmm. I know it was bad. Uh-huh. It was the same game, right? Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. You know what?
Go Clippers.
Go Clips. Let's go.
Yeah.
And they're building that fan wall at their new arena. I like that.
That's something I'm, wish that was here.
Oh, yeah. No,
so
yeah.
So explain the fan wall.
So the fan wall at the new Clippers Stadium.
Right? It's very, I would say it reminds me of Dortmund's stadium. That's where like the fan supporters.
What is that?
Huh?
Dortmund Stadium.
Yeah, Dortmund.
Dort.
What is Dortmund?
The German soccer team.
Like Borussia Dortmund?
Yes.
I thought he was saying like D-O-R-T-M-A-N. I'm like, Dortmund Stadium? Is that a college stadium? I think, Chris, you think most people should get that reference.
I think you should have got that reference.
Why should I have gotten that reference?
You're a soccer guy. You're in the business.
Not in the German soccer. Not in the Bundesliga. All right, here's the thing.
Fan wall.
So the ultimate wall pass gets you access to all regular season home games for the season. Well, I'm trying to do a show.
Yeah.
Reservations are recommended. Seats are on a first-come, first-served basis. So you could get as close as row 3.
Okay. It's – never mind.
It basically is a wall behind – and it goes all the way up with no, like, break for luxury boxes or anything. See how over here the luxury – yeah, there's no – it's just a – what they're calling it, like a wall of fans – and they're first come, first serve seats, which I love. And they're just trying to make it like, okay, this is LA. You're going to get all the people in the shades and the Gucci and bloody blue. But you guys, we're going to make this a giant wall. I actually think it's going to be a thing where it's like, which side do we want the opposing team to be shooting free throws at? Right. You know, that has the potential to actually be one of the coolest, most wild things that happens in basketball next year. Yeah. Now, also, it's in LA.
Right.
So it's going to be empty in the middle of the fourth quarter, but and they might know there's a game going on at the same time. But go Clips.
Go Clips. All that to say, go Clips.
Baseball, the Giants are in Boston with their series versus Chris Verlade's Red Sox. Yeah. How are the Giants doing? I don't care, but how are they doing? Hey, they're in second place, 14-16.
Woo!
Second place, just 4 back of the Dodgers. So they're doing what we thought they'd do, flirt with 500.
Yeah.
And they're on pace there. And your Oakland Athletics have won 3 in a row. Don't break up the A's.
Don't break them up yet.
God, please don't break them up. 14-17.
Okay.
3.5 back. And the A's are, they're 3.5 back of the Mariners in second place behind the Rangers.
Good for the A's. More than everybody thought they would.
I say good for the A's as well. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Crosstalk with Styles and Watkins and celebrity birthday. We have to change the nature of the show.
Hmm.
We have guests.
Yeah.
And celebrity birthdays all coming up right after this.
It's time for the news of the day.
The latest headlines, the biggest stories,
hard-hitting analysis.
Yeah, this is none of those things.
And now,
here's Carmichael Dave and Jason Ross.
Yeah, let it go.
Hey, guys. Hey, how are you doing?
Yeah, here they are.
All right.
Woo!
All right, Chris Watkins and Alan Stiles. What is your, you know, I've never asked this before, but what is your guys' cue to come in here? Are you in a room where like the show is on, or do you just go, oh god, it's 9:45?
No, we're listening. Do you want us to peel back the curtain?
Yeah.
Well, honestly, you guys go to break really late, and so usually around like 38-39 we're usually aware, but sometimes it'll be 43 that you guys go to break, and so we just kind of listen out for
listening for
dead air.
We're hoping.
You're always welcome to come in early.
Well, yeah, doesn't feel like
doing
it.
Doing too much work, gotta prep.
That's right.
Preppington.
Yeah, prepper. Someone's gotta do a show around here.
That's right. Does anybody work anymore?
Did you hear the NFL's, go to 18 games, President's Day, weekend, Super Bowl, and then we said to add to that, opening day, NBA, Christmas. Have the NBA run all the way, run the finals.
That would be great.
It would be amazing.
Yeah. That'd be great.
August is your finals.
Yeah.
Then September, October is Vegas Fall League.
Ooh.
And then go into free agency, the draft, all that. And then, I mean, that would be.
Football starts.
Yeah. That's not bad.
How is there? How is that possibly not happening? We're going to talk to Adam.
A lot of hubris, I think.
I think.
I think Adam is like, no, we can compete with them.
Well, listen,
no, you can't.
Listen here, you alien. Yeah. You need to figure it out.
Where's hubris?
Yeah. Who is hubris?
Right.
That's this guy Hugh that got circumcised. It's a deep cut right there. Did you hear us talking about the Kendrick Lamar diss track earlier?
No, I didn't.
Absolutely. Broke it down. A lot of double on.
I turned it off.
Yeah, did you?
Wow.
The song or the segment?
Terrible. Wow, that's insulting. I thought we broke it down just fine, by the way.
I said, let me check in here. And then,
let me check out.
I've been listening to all the diss tracks in chronological order, like Marvel or Star Wars.
Yeah.
It's outstanding. You start with Future. The original, and then you go to
The original
Drake.
And this one.
Yes, the original and this one. Then you go to Drake, and then I guess it's you go
double
to the J. Cole, one,
which
that
you
was
took
on
back.
The Future.
Yeah, oh, I got you. You're saying apology. First person.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Yeah. You could argue first person shooter's the first one.
Right. That's true. Yeah, that's true. Thinking. That's like episode one.
Yeah. Episode zero, maybe.
Episode zero.
Does Drake fire back?
Yes.
I don't know if he should. I think he just needs to wear it.
Because I really like Back to Back.
I did too.
That was good.
It was good.
But there's nothing else. Yeah. Well, he did say at the end of Push Ups, he did say, don't make me go even deeper on Kendrick. So basically, basically, if anybody is curious what's going on here, it happened, right? The disses happened.
Yeah.
And basically, Drake said, Kendrick, you're short. And Kendrick said, well, you're half white. And that was pretty much the end of it.
That's... Yeah, he was like, you're short, and Kendrick was like, flamethrower.
Yeah.
Right?
Your whole existence is fake.
Yeah. What do you think the first diss track was?
Huh.
Was there
things in the Bible.
That was something that, like, a Roman guy was like, thou art a poop face.
Yeah, you are trash.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You probably was, what are those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so today is, what the hell is today? Today is school principals day. I didn't do it.
Hey. Shout out principals.
Shout out principals.
National.
Go outside, nerd. Get out. Go.
National chocolate parfait day. I don't even know what a parfait is, but I'll eat it.
Great question.
You skipped Ipe's day.
Who? What?
Eat paste?
Ipe.
Oh.
Ipe.
National interpreter day.
Why is it called Ipe's day? What am I missing?
Ipe, Shohei's interpreter.
Oh, God. I was like, what? Is that some, like, interpreter thing? Okay, I'm all for it, but, like, does interpreter, does that also encompass the sign language people?
I would think so.
Those are that's the best.
Yeah, those people at concerts, those videos, I can watch those all day.
Did you see the video of the lady at the Eminem show?
Yeah. No.
I think it's the same lady. She does a bunch.
That's like a superhero. Yeah. Like, legit, like, how you look at athletes. Like, I would, if that lady had a card, like a baseball, I would have it. Like, her rookie year. 100%.
Can we, like, hire her to do, like, an hour? Of,
for
just
real.
Just like she can be, like, in the corner
That's
of our YouTube
great
stream
idea.
Or something.
Do you remember when Obama traveled to a different country and they had an interpreter and, like, he didn't know sign language?
No.
It became a huge international.
Was there somebody recently that ran a scam on that and she didn't know sign language and people? This is, like, in the last couple of months, I think. And she was, like, a city council interpreter and, I don't know. And they were like, and then like people that couldn't hear were like, she's a fake. And then it turns out she's like fraudulent and just posed as a sign. And just,
like, what? Why do you think you would be able to get away with this?
I don't know.
I understand, Ipe lied about who he had previously worked for.
Yeah,
to
and
get
where
his
he graduated from.
Really?
Yeah.
But I'm sure he knew Japanese.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's a good start, at least. At least he was qualified.
It was a Tampa police spokesperson. She pretended to know sign language, but really was just kind of making the motions.
Throwing up gang signs.
And getting paid, as a matter of fact. So, all right. On that note, Euphoria. Also, because he's a producer on Euphoria. I broke that down earlier, too.
Yeah.
Last thing on that is I just like to be in the know.
You are definitely in the know.
As I said, if you want the proper breakdown, this morning show is where
I would say
Still, though, No Vaseline, the best diss track ever?
Agree, disagree?
I mean, yeah, that's kind of tough.
I mean, hit him up.
Hit him up's not...
That's, who is that? Chris,
I think Verlade said that.
Hit him up was wildly disappointing.
Hit him up comes out strong.
Am I wrong?
There's no ands or buts about it.
Am I wrong for saying, as somebody who just sounds so incredibly stupid, which is the whole bit anytime I talk about this...
You're doing great.
Part of why I think No Vaseline is the best is not only is it absolutely brutal, but it's actually kind of a really cool song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sure. A lot of times diss tracks are like, we're not really worried about the poppiness of this
song.
But
that's back to back.
Right. Back to back. I thought Back to Back was a great song too, though. Like, and No Vaseline, great song, though.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah. All right. So, Carmichael Dave, you're expert on everything. Thank you.
Great job.
Celebrity birthdays. Thank you, Alan. Birthdays are meant to be spent with family and friends, and nobody beats Crumble Cookies when it comes to bringing family and friends together.
Woof.
Here comes a diss track for these guys now. My shooting abilities, just remember that.
Can't even make a piece of paper in the trash.
What's the next? Oh, I was waiting for the next line. No? Okay.
Gotta listen later.
I'm thinking, Dot, dot, dot.
Oh my gosh, you're just lame.
That'd be great. That's Let's just do diss tracks on all the shows on the station. We're just dissing like
Whitey. Didn't they want you to do a diss track on Whitey? But Whitey, then you realize that would be
probably not a good idea.
Whitey would
ether me.
And so I'm like, I'm good. He'd get out his guitar and do some things. All right. Celebrity birthdays.
Happy birthday, Tim.
McGraw.
Duncan.
Allen. Allen.
Wow.
Hey, Tim Country McGraw. In the Park's coming up, man. Okay. It's on my mind.
Tim McGraw. We were talking about country diss tracks, too, Heather.
Right.
Oh, and we asked the question, is You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette. That's technically a diss track, right?
Oh, yeah.
This song?
Okay. Yes.
Tim McGraw is 57.
60.
58.
You know, 62.
You know his dad was Tug McGraw.
Right? I do.
No, film. His wife is Trisha Yearwood.
Nope.
Faith Hill.
Yep.
I always get them mixed up. They sound very similar.
Yes.
We have a correct answer. Carmichael Day, 57, Tim McGraw. Wow.
Don't take the girl. Indian Outlaw, Refried Dreams. Anyways, go.
All of it.
Happy birthday, Chet.
Holmgren.
Chet, you betcha. I don't know who.
Okay. Chet is 20. He's 1 of 2.
Is he a 1 and done?
Oh, he's... Yeah. I think he's 21.
Right. It's either 21 or 22.
Yeah, it's one of those two.
22.
He's 21.
21.
321s 21.
Can you do something?
We have a correct answer.
Me?
Just quit while you're ahead.
We have a correct answer.
What?
Alan Stiles, 22.
You.
Wow, Chris, you let me down.
Gonzaga, sorry. Baby.
Happy birthday, Ray.
McCallum.
Alan.
Ray McLeod.
Ray of Light, the Madonna hit.
Yes. Yeah, Ray Parker Jr.
I almost said Ray from Ghostbusters.
He's got to be like 71.
Whose birthday is it?
Ray Parker Jr.
Sure. Okay.
How about Chris goes first?
Ray Parker Jr.?
Yeah. I'm saying Ghostbusters, the theme of the original Ghostbusters.
Sure. Yeah.
73.
It's 82.
Gonna go back in time.
No. No.
Hey, Chris. What you got?
Hey. I'm 73.
He's 70. I don't remember. Were you 71?
Yeah, I was 71.
I nailed it.
Okay.
21.
Okay. Happy birthday, sorry. Billy.
Eilish.
Joel.
No, we already did Eilish.
Joe Armstrong. Billy.
Currington.
Billy Ripken.
Bob Thornton.
Billy D. Williams.
Hamilton.
Billy, former king. Billy Owens.
Ah! Warrior
king. Billy Idol.
Billy Owens is 53.
55.
I was not thinking this young. 60.
Mm. 56.
We have a correct answer, and it goes to Alan Stiles, 55. Billy Owens.
Hot!
All right. What's coming up on the show today, guys?
Matt!
Feeling much more confident about Malik Monk staying.
Oh.
That's why? What's coming up. That's at 11. Wait, you'll have though? To listen.
Wait, no, tell me right now.
To find out.
I want
to
know right now.
No, you will not.
11? All right.
Hold 11 on. O'clock.
Put it in my calendar.
Put it in your calendar.
What do you have, Chris?
We're doing forward breakdowns starting at noon. Well, continuing our forward breakdowns. We did HB and Trey Lyles on Monday. Yeah. We're doing Keegan and Sasha today.
Okay.
And we're going to continue that on Friday.
All right. Not as interesting. But yeah. Still.
No, you know, it's you know, it's the meat and potatoes. I mean,
Malik, yeah, you're yeah. right. You yeah. can't have all. Right. Exactly.
Can't all be candy.
Thanks to everyone, the fastest growing guys in the world. These guys Ever. Coming up next. Sacktown Sports. Bye bye now.